Beautiful, Carla. Appreciate that.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know. That was a little weak here. Let's try that again. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's better there. It's so good to see all of you on this All Saints Sunday. We are so glad that you're with us as we take some time this morning to remember those who have gone before us. And so a little bit later on, I'm going to be talking a little bit about that. I don't think I've alluded to it during the services over the years, but I've never really preached a sermon on it. So I'm going to be talking about that. And here's my question for you. Would you consider yourself a saint? And I'm going to tell you why you should think that is yes this morning. So glad to see all of you. Welcome. Thank you for coming out. A little bit later on, we are going to be sharing together there and worshiping together and praying like we always do. And we want to welcome those that will be tuning in later this week. And so let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together for our call to worship. In all our weakness and strength, singing our praises with those who have gone before us, filled with saintly grit, yet mindful of our limitations. So let us give thanks to God for all the saints this day.
We give thanks to God.
Well, let's join together, and as like we normally do when we hit November, we're going to start singing some of those Thanksgiving hymns. And here's one of our first ones there, 76, For the Beauty of the Earth. For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. For the wonder of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our of grateful praise. For the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above, for all gentle thoughts and mild, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our of grateful praise. For thy church that evermore lifteth holy hands above, offering every shore her pure sacrifice of love. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our of grateful praise. For thyself, best gift divine, to our race so freely given. For that I sing that hymn, I just want to sing it out because I am so grateful for all that we have. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer this morning in the bulletin. God of life, we praise you for your guidance and care in every generation, and for the example of those who have gone before us, for your wisdom that instructs, your grace that redeems, your spirit who guides, and the comfort we claim. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. So today on this All Saints Sunday, we give thanks to God for all the saints of our lives and the witness that they have shared with us, even as we continue to walk the journey of faith and make our way to glory that God is preparing for each of us. I'm going to ask you and invite you to join with me. You can remain seated for a litany that we're going to share, and you will speak forth the dark part there on it. There's two slides there. On this All Saints Sunday, we gather to remember those who have gone before us. For those who have spoken to our hearts and touched us with your fire.
We praise you, O God.
For parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and siblings who showed us the faith.
We give you thanks.
For all the saints who live beside us, whose weaknesses and strengths are woven with our own. For the saints from this congregation with whom we grew in faith and love for God and neighbor.
We praise you, God.
For all our ancestors in the faith, whose courage enables us to be here today.
We give thanks for the saints who came before us. Thanks be to God.
We are going to remember together those from this congregation, first of all, who have passed on to their eternal reward. I'm going to call the names of those, and I'm going to invite family and friends to come up and light a candle. There should be five right there surrounding the Christ candle this morning. That imagery comes from the book of Revelation, that talks about where Christ is the light, at the lamp and the light that stands in the midst of the smaller lampstands, which represents the church in that imagery. And it reminds us that they stand with Christ today, rejoicing. And so we're going to begin there. And as I call the names, I'm going to... The family may stand up and come, as many as they want. I want you to know, somebody said something to me. I don't know if I want to go up because I may cry. That's okay. That's okay. Because you're going to hear in my sermon why that happens, or at least one of the reasons why that happens, because we're still connected with them. And today we remember those then from this congregation who have passed on to their eternal reward. Robert Kirk this morning. Bob grew up in this church his whole life. He's probably baptized and everything. And so today, family comes. Janice Hart. Pull back. Okay. I don't have another one. If anybody else is coming up, down and back. So, sorry. Could have got the simpler one. Mary Schaup. We have two ladies that became members years ago while I was here, and they were able to come for quite a while, and then health kept them for a long time not being able to attend, and so we want to remember them too. Ethel Shook, and if somebody, it doesn't matter if you knew her or maybe you happen to remember her, I would ask if somebody from the congregation would come up and light that one for her. Ethel Shook this morning. And then her sister, Ruth Ann Walker. I think somebody may need to come. Right, thank you. I think they passed away like 6 months from one another. Yeah, it was real close. I have 8 candles up here and a couple more in the back. If this past year somebody in your family that passed away and you would like to come up and light a candle for them, we're going to invite you to do that if you would like to come now and do that. And you can light one of the ones on the side. Let's pray. God of all creation, we praise you for all the servants who have witnessed to your truth, who have shown us your love, who have inspired us to have hope. By their example of faith, hope, and love, remind us of your calling to join in making your new creation real in this world. Guide us to continue their faithful work as we too walk in the light of your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to invite our kids, if they would come down this morning.
this word already, but what in the world does the word saint mean? I mean, what does that word mean? What do you think? Have anybody in your family said, "Hey, Elizabeth, be a saint and go get me that remote control over there"? Has anybody ever asked you to do something like that in your family? Maybe just because they say, you know, in other words, be a saint. Be somebody that's maybe good or do that wonderful thing for me right now to help me out. What do you think about that? Is that what saints mean? It's part of it. Yeah, it's part of it that we are called to be saints. But really, it's not so much what we've done, but it's that God has called each of us in Jesus. Each one of us are special to God because of Jesus. And Jesus calls us to follow Him. And when we do that, the Apostle Paul calls those followers of Jesus saints. Yes, in his letters. And I'm going to talk to the adults about that in a little bit. Does that mean we are perfect? Does that mean we never do anything wrong? No, you're right. Nope, it doesn't. But it does mean we answer the call. And we follow Jesus. That's why you're here. Because you want to follow Jesus. And you want to make a difference in the world. Encourage somebody. Help somebody. Use your gifts, whatever that is. Writing, singing, playing, building, your brain, you know, you're good at math or science or whatever it may be that you love to do. You do that with all your heart in following Jesus. And make a difference in other people's lives by smiling and letting them know that it's okay sometimes when we're sad. Yes. And sometimes when we lose people, like we celebrated today, those that have gone on to heaven and we miss them, it makes us sad. And that's okay because it's because we're tied to them. Because they're part of us. Especially if they're a loved one in our family, or if they're a church member that we've known for 10 years. My son Chase is 15 now. Just a few more months and he'll be 16. But when we lost some of the folks, older folks, in the past 5 years in our church, he would say, "Man, when I was young, they used to give me a mint." And he would remember that, or a piece of candy, or whatever it was. And that's because of the connections we have, because we're a family too. So we're never alone. We're always connected to one another. And guess what? You're saints. Not perfect, but because I want to follow Jesus and make a difference in our world. Okay, you can go on downstairs this morning.
Quickly, we are going to go to prayer this morning, and we'll give you a chance there to share some of your joys and concerns before we go to prayer, and so we want to give you a chance to do that, so maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning, somebody. We want to remember Becky, right? Okay. Yes, somebody else. Yep.
Unspoken.
Okay. Someone else.
Unspoken.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Got it. Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken. I think I saw a hand back there. Yep.
My sister got good news. Her biopsy came back and her lung cancer is, she doesn't have lung cancer.
Oh, is it something scar or something else?
It was a nodule in her lung, and they did a biopsy, and it was not cancer.
Thank God for that. Yeah. Yeah. What a blessing there. What a blessing there. Yeah. Somebody else. Someone else. Yep. Oh, wow. Okay. That's good for Doug there. We want to remember him for his recovery. Thank you for whoever gave the joy about the leaves. Wow. The last week or so, I kept thinking, are we going to see any oranges or reds this year? And then all of a sudden, boom, somebody said that the rain helped to make those changes that we got. So, yes. Somebody else. I know I saw at least one other hand. Yep. Okay. So we want to remember Marcia. Someone else?
The Pritchard family and the three children left from the double murder suicide. One of them is the oldest is a sixth grader at Bethel, and then there's a kindergartner and a baby as well. 1 or 2 years ago.
Yes, and if you saw that on the news, it's a very sad situation there. So we want to remember the Pritchard family. Someone else? Anybody else this morning? I want to make, there's several other ones. I want to make a correction. And I think what I was doing in my brain is I was erasing out a name that needed no longer be on the prayer list, the monthly. And so I ended up putting Sharon Sherman, and it's supposed to be Brenda Sherman. And that's Don's wife that's been going through chemo treatments. And so I wanted to make a correction there. And Don said something to me, and I said, I know, I noticed that this week. So we want to remember Brenda as she's continuing to go through. I think he said she only has maybe two more. Last week she had one, and then I think there's two more. And then Mike Weaver, who has colon cancer, that as we heard from his son, he's did really well through his beginning treatments so far, chemo treatments, and we want to continue to remember him. Judy, as I shared, but we do want to keep her in our prayers. And then for Kate, who thankfully came through that surgery very well. And I'm not sure how long will she be going through chemo treatments or...
I don't think she knows yet.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And sometimes it has to do with margins and everything when they... after the surgery and stuff. So, yeah. But we want to continue praying for her recovery and everything. Any others then? All right, let's have her play and you can pray, and then I will come and close this out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, today for your wonderful grace and love in our lives. Thank you that you give us faith and courage in facing difficult times and situations that we go through at times. Lord, we want to lift up those that have been facing some difficult health issues and for some other issues there. We lift them up to you today, asking for your touch, for Brenda this morning, for Mike, for Judy, for Kate, for Becky, for Georgia, for Jean, for Bretta, for Phyllis, Luann, for Cheryl, for Marcia today, and the Pritchard family, God. We lift all of these up to you, those that need your healing grace, that need your healing strength for recovery, God. Lord, we ask that you will be with each of them. For Doug today also, who's recovering, God. For that family, Lord, for those kids, especially the sixth grader who's well aware of what's happening, God, and what has happened. Lord, we ask for your grace and your comfort and your strength today for those children, Lord, who have lost their parents. And Lord, we ask that you would minister in each of those situations. Lord, we lift up the unspoken needs today, the three that were specifically mentioned. And maybe there's others today of some during the prayer time as she played that maybe they offered up a prayer request to you, oh God, about something for themselves or for someone else in the family that they may have not been able to mention. God, we just stand in agreeance with them today, asking that you would meet the needs as only you can do. Lord, we continue to pray for those on our monthly list, so many of them that we've been praying for that are going through treatments and other things, our military men and women, Matthew and his group there in Poland, and others, Lord, from our own community of faith that we have been lifting up. God, we pray for all of them, asking for your healing touch, your strength, your protection, your grace and presence to be with them. And we thank you, Lord, that we can come into your presence and that you, the risen one, stands in our midst and is with us today in this place, that we can experience your love, your grace, your forgiveness, your mercy, all those things that we need, your healing for our own lives. And so we're thankful for all of that today as we ask it in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining us in prayer. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. It's what continues the work of the ministry here of our local church and reaching out with our missions team and all that's going on. And so thank you for that. And as our ushers come to today, this morning, God bless you as you give. Let's join together there in the bulletin for our prayer of dedication. Gracious God, you are faithful in every generation. Bless our offering and make it fruitful in the work of your kingdom. Amen. And you may be seated today. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages. The first one is just the one of the introductions of Paul's, one of Paul's letters that lets us know, and I think about 80% of his letters he calls the church saints. And then the one of the more familiar out of Hebrews chapter 12 that talks about how we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, meaning those who have gone on before us. So let's look at those this morning. 1 Corinthians 1 verses 1 through 3. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. One Halloween night, the neighborhood practical joker decided to frighten the young trick-or-treaters who rang his doorbell. He put on a full-length black cape, a black hat fitted with devil's horns, and a hideous mask that seemed to combine the most gruesome features of Dracula, Frankenstein, and the Wolfman. Then he waited. Finally, his doorbell rang. He turned off the lights and shined his flashlight on his face where the mask was. And he opened the door and pierced the night air with an eerie, ah! Then he looked down and saw standing before him a tiny, golden hair, 5-year-old, dressed as a dainty fairy. This little tight got big wide eyes for a moment. Then she raised her eyes, looking up and down at his outfit, and she looked him straight in the eyes behind that hideous mask and asked, "Is your mommy home?" I don't know, he might be getting in trouble there. All Saints Day. All Saints Day. So I asked that question about how you would answer it earlier, and I'm going to say more about that. All Saints Day in the Christian church is a day of commemorating all the saints of the church, both known and unknown, who have attained heaven. It's celebrated on November 1st. In the Western churches, which United States and Canada and down into South America. And on the first Sunday after Pentecost, months ago, in the Eastern churches, which would be Orthodox and Russian Orthodox and all those. And so I asked that question this morning, would you consider yourself a saint? Would you consider yourself a saint? Now, I know there are traditions, Anglican, Catholic, Orthodox, that saints are a group of people that have done something great in history And they're declared to be saints by those churches and denominations, whatever you want to call them. But the Protestant church, for the most part, does not look at saints in that kind of a way. Although we may identify people like that and call them that. But this morning, I want to ask you that question, or I said that question, because it's important. Would you consider yourself a saint? And I want to take a voting of hands. Because I've already seen a few of you going, no, or something like that. Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute why you are a saint. So let's look at this in two ways. First of all, I want to talk to you about saints today. Saints today. And also through Christian history, So let's begin with the first one. For a long time, Christians labeled each other as saints. They labeled each other saints. And I use the word label for a reason, and I'll explain that in a minute. Hey, that's not a bad label to have, is it? Because you probably remember some labels that you may have been given when you were a teenager, especially junior high. Wasn't that a terrible time? That was my least favorite part of school in all of my time there. So cliquey. So identifying this group, labeling this group, labeling that group, you know, whatever it may be. These are the jocks. These are whatever. These are the ones that get into trouble all the time. And I could share words, but I won't do that, about what some of them were labeled as. And these are the geeks or the smart ones. You know what I'm saying? There's all these terms that we use that we label. We label people today. Politicians label people. People that just, I mean, there's just, yeah. But anyways, Paul started it when he called us saints, when he wrote his letters to the church, and he uses this Greek word hagios, which means set apart or dedicated ones. They're set apart to God or dedicated to God, i.e. they're saints. And that's what I was trying to kind of convey to the kids, that it's because we've been called to follow Jesus that we're called saints. So saints are followers of Christ who are set apart for God's use. Interestingly, that word, that's why I pointed out, that Greek word is used in the Old Testament when it talks about the tabernacle, the portable worship place that Israel worshiped at during their wilderness wanderings until they came in to the promised land, and then they conquered, and then eventually Jerusalem, and then they built the temple and so forth. But before that, all the furniture, all the specific important worship places, items were called hagios because they were dedicated to God's use for worship. Now, I'm not saying we are like inanimate objects this morning, but I want you to hear that we too are dedicated to God for God to use us. I remember in Bible college, they used to sing a song, and I cannot remember, I think it was called Broken and Spilled Out. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of that. It's an old gospel tune that we sang in chapel services once in a while, that, you know, we were God's vessels and we just wanted to be broken and spilled out so that we could touch others. Like the woman that came at Jesus' feet and broke that very, very expensive perfume ointment and washed Jesus' feet with it, or anointed his feet with it. And that is part of what that word means. It means we're set apart to be used by God. And that can be anybody. Yeah, I know our thinking, because I used to think this way. Oh man, I'm not a very good Christian to be able to be used by God. I'm not a very good Christian to sing in the choir or teach Sunday school or do something for God. Well, here is what I want you to see. And this is my answer to that. Followers of Christ were called saints regardless of their faithfulness. And I purposely chose Paul's letter to the Corinthians because if you've ever read through the entire letter, you're going to think, these were some messed up people. Seriously. I mean, there was all kinds of issues going on. There was fights. There were frictions. There were jealousies. There were fractions that were going on. There were some people that got into trouble that was not good, if I would tell you what it was. And yet, when Paul wrote to them to address questions, answer questions, deal with some of the issues, and edify the community, he still called them saints. He still called them saints. Because saints does not indicate perfect character or perfect faith or virtuous character. But it indicated the kind of life to which they had been called to in Christ. And today we celebrate all the saints living and dead and remind ourselves that sainthood doesn't belong only to a few visible, pious people. But it's for all of us to be called to. Second part of that is a day of remembrance. And this is why we celebrate it in the church today. All Saints Day reminds us of the unity of the church across the boundary of death. And I want you to notice that last part, the boundary of death. We are all united in Christ, whether we're still living here or we've passed on to glory. That great cloud of witnesses that the writer of the Hebrews that are now in Christ's immediate presence. But they're still part of us. They're still connected to us. That's why we sometimes cry. That's sometimes, I mean, I'll tell you, I can be driving down the road and my sister's been gone since 1989. She died at 34 years of viral meningitis, if some of you don't know that. But God gave me strength and peace through that all, letting me know that she was in the presence of the Lord. But every once in a while, over all these years, I'll be driving along and something will remind me of her. And I'll start to tear up and cry a little. And the same thing happens with my parents. And yes, I mean, just, and you've been there. I know you have. They're still part of us. We still carry their memories with us. And it's okay to feel joy and rejoice that they are in heaven. But it's also okay to still at times feel deep sadness and loss. Remembering those that we are still united with across the boundary of even death itself. And then the other part of that is All Saints Day reminds us of the reality of sainthood for all believers. And that's what I was just talking about in that first part. Why? We're redeemed. We have the Holy Spirit. That means we are saints. Our sainthood is the beautiful dignity given to us by God who set us apart by grace for good works in this world and to make a difference. So let's never forget those who have gone before us who are now part of that great heavenly cloud of witnesses. And let us never forget that we are saints too, set apart for God. Listen, from the most visible and outspoken among us to the ones who are more quiet, shy, or struggle more in their faith. All Saints Day, what a gift. May they and we inspire each other today. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to give you a few moments and you can greet one another, shake some hands this morning, and then we'll close out with our chorus there. Or that hymn, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. as we get ready to close out this morning, there are four verses in your hymn book, and I put a fifth in there that I remember singing in other churches that I pastored that deals with those who have parted from us. So let's sing it this morning. Bless be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred mind is like to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hope, our aims are one, our comforts and our cares. We share each other's woes, our mutual burdens bear, and all for each other flows, the sympathizing tear from sorrow, toil, and pain, and sin we shall be free, and perfect love and joy reign throughout eternity. When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Take up your calling in Christ and serve in His name.
We walk in the example of those before us.
May God's love surround us, God's joy lift us, and God's hope nurture us now and always. Amen.